This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Thousands of people are without power while others are preparing for high waters as Tropical Storm Barry lashes its way through the state of Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the 2019 hurricane season. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Barry's impact is expected to last for several days.
Even on Tuesday morning, we still have some sort of center of circulation up there in Missouri. So that's a long time to producing a lot of rainfall and a lot of gusty winds.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents there should be prepared for high waters. Edwards and President Donald Trump have both declared a state of emergency for the whole state of Louisiana. Authorities say a widespread power outage in Manhattan has left businesses without electricity, elevators stuck, and subway cars stalled. Power went out early Saturday evening at much of Rockefeller Center and reached the Upper West Side, including many of the city's theaters, Times Square, and Carnegie Hall. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority tweeted that there were outages at various underground subway stations. The MTA is working with Con Edison to determine the cause. Fire officials have asked people to call emergency lines only if it is a true emergency. Con Edison said on its website that nearly 46,000 customers were without power. Councilman Corey Johnson, who represents Hell's Kitchen neighborhood on the west side, told CNN that Con Edison's West 49th Street substation in the neighborhood experienced what he called a major disturbance. This outage came on the anniversary of the 1977 New York City power outage that left most of the city in the dark. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Sudanese flooded the streets of the capital Khartoum and other cities Saturday to mark the 40th day since the deadly dispersal of a protest sit-in. The Justice First marches were called by the Sudanese Professionals Association, which has been spearheading the protests since December. Those demonstrations led to the military ouster of autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. Saturday's marches marked 40 days since the dispersal of the pro-democracy protesters' sit-in outside the military headquarters in Khartoum. Protest organizers say security forces killed at least 128 people during the dispersal and a subsequent crackdown. Authorities, however, put the death toll at 61. Police in Hong Kong moved in to clear the streets in the Sheung Shui district on Saturday after clashes broke out between police and some protesters towards the end of otherwise peaceful marches. Riot police broadcast a warning notice asking protesters to leave as they moved in formation with police vehicles behind them. They used pepper spray and batons to disperse the crowd. The protesters marched through the streets in the district that lies across the border from the mainland city of Shenzhen, demanding that Hong Kong's government deal with traders from mainland China. They went past some of the pharmacies and cosmetic shops that are popular with tourists and traders who take goods back to sell in the mainland. Turkey is continuing to receive Russian S-400 air defense parts despite U.S. objections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The arrival of more parts of the air defense system aboard a fourth Russian cargo plane is occurring despite Washington's objections. The U.S. has repeatedly warned it will impose economic sanctions and kick Turkey out of the F-35 stealth fighter jet program if Ankara does not stop its S-400 purchase. Turkey has refused to bow to American pressure, saying its defense purchase is a matter of national sovereignty. Officials released a statement late Friday saying the procurement was not an option, but rather a necessity due to the nation's security concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Customs and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that is, agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the United States who are facing deportation. The campaign was confirmed Friday by President Donald Trump. It's expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities including Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, and New York. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.